Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bilal Muhammad, he's going up against Leon Edwards, UFC 304.
Honestly, it's everything I've been working for my whole life. To be a kid from the south side of Chicago, I wasn't planning on being a UFC fighter, but when I started it, I went all in. And I said to myself, there's not going to be a plan B now.
Bilal Muhammad's having a field day right now.
He's fighting so good.
This has been building up for the last 3 years, the anger, and since the first time we fought each other.
Bilal Muhammad is a different person completely to the first version that fought Leon Edwards a few years ago. I mean, this is an incredible performance.
Even the striking.
He refused to give me a rematch. He refused to let me fight him again. So now there's no more running. There's no more hiding. I'm going to see him July 27th. We're both going to be locked in a cage, and there's nothing else he could do.
Boom! Edwards goes straight down on his head. It looked like he might have went limp a little bit. Whenever he dropped, Bilal gets big. Leon goes right on top of his head.
For being from the south side of Chicago, for having all the doubters telling me that I couldn't do it and I wasn't going to be able to do it, I didn't come here just to make it this far. I came here to be a world champion and bring the title here and have one of those parades that the Bulls used to have, right? That's what I want.
All indications are we will have a new UFC welterweight champion.
Chicago hasn't had a champion in a while, and we're finally going to have one. Somebody born and bred here.
The winner by unanimous decision.
Congratulations.
Good to see you, brother. Appreciate you,
man. The champ is here. Everybody has to shut the up now.
The champ is here. The champ is here. The champ is here.
He will be making his way in here in a matter of moments. Our guy Shane went out to meet him out front. The UFC welterweight champ, Bilal Muhammad. Who indeed
Bilal, you there?
Bilal, right, man. You never know when it's going to come in handy. Me trying to talk to Bilal Nichols, who was not on the line at that time.
Yeah, what that was.
Bilal, you there? All right, man.
I asked a long question. Nobody answered. And then I checked to see if Bilal Nichols was there. And he was not.
Oh, no.
And neither is Bilal Muhammad, but he'll be here in a matter of moments. We're live at Rally House here in Wrigleyville, right across from Wrigley Field on the corner where the 7-Eleven used to be, where the Harley-Davidson store used to be. And then they did this. This place is unbelievable. And it's the NFL kickoff this evening. Ravens and Chiefs, Spiegs and Barstool Eddie right here on 670 The Score on Score Afternoons. You pumped for NFL debut tonight?
Oh, yeah. Great game, great leading off game, which usually is the title winner. But, of course, how can you not be excited for Chiefs-Ravens?
I'm told that I should ask about your TV setup. Are you going to be locked and loaded in the garage tonight?
So the garage is a little bit a work in progress. The garage looks good, though.
It's opening night. What's up, man?
I know. I'm a little behind. You know how it goes.
No, I don't.
Well, you start one thing.
I don't have a garage. I live in the city.
You don't got a garage?
No.
Well, how do you not have a garage? Garage is the best space place to watch sports and drink beer.
I live in a two-bedroom condo. I got a living room.
You got an opening window that looks out onto Michigan Avenue?
Not quite Michigan Avenue, but pretty close.
Okay. See? Yeah. Can you see Soldier Field?
I live across the street from Soldier Field.
Okay. All right.
Basically. And I still don't want to walk over there. That's how difficult it is.
The worst.
But make me jealous with the garage setup.
All right. So the garage setup, it's got an upstairs, and it's like a half little like a lounge area.
Does Greg Brady live up there?
No, Greg Brady. He could if he wanted to. Okay. There is room.
It's a dated reference.
And then it's got a little bit of a walkout deck there too. Yeah, I'm installing a nice little smoke fan so I could have some cigars while I watch the games. It's a nice setup. You're invited if you want to come by.
I would love to come by.
We could watch it. We could do it all.
Wait, so you have a second floor in the garage?
Yes.
And so people can go up there and hang out and watch the game from the second floor?
Yes.
Uh-huh. What kind of screen are we talking about?
So it's pitched, you know, so you can't, your heads are bumping a little bit, so you can't fit the biggest screen, but yes. We're looking at like 255s, so red zone, Bears, and we'll be in a good spot.
Oh, that's solid.
Yeah.
That's good fun. Do you do shows from there?
No, not yet, because I just got it like a month ago.
Oh, really?
So I got like this industrial fridge. Shout out to a Windy City Garage. They came in and did this awesome rebuild of the whole thing. It was... they did a great job. And, you know, so I got the clear cooler. You could pull it out. You could have all the beverages. It's great.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Right. Yeah, I got to get there, man.
I invited Shane. He didn't show up. Disrespectful.
Oh, really? He knew he was invited and still didn't show up.
Disrespectful.
It wasn't purposeful. It wasn't purposeful.
Yeah, I don't know. What's up, dude?
Ladies and gentlemen, the champ is here. Bilal Muhammad is here. It is awesome to see you, man. The UFC welterweight champion, Bilal Muhammad, is on site here on the Score Afternoon Show with me, Matt Spiegel, and him, Barstool Eddie. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you guys, man. Glad to be here.
You got him. Last time we talked to you, you were getting ready for Leon Edwards. They claimed you quit in the first fight because you got poked in the eye. They made you wait 2 years, right, to get him back. And that was a complete outclassing of the champion. Unanimous decision. Congrats, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you. I told you guys I was gonna make it look easy. I was going to make him pay for those words. I was going to make him pay for those years. And to be able to go down there to Manchester and bring the belt home back to Chicago, it was an amazing feeling.
Wow. So how did you know you were gonna kick his ass? How did you know you were going to get that done?
I just know I'm better than him. I'm the best welterweight in the world right now. And when I look at myself and my team, I know what we're capable of. Nobody works like us. And just my mentality. I know there's nothing that he could do to me to make me nervous or scared. And I know I was going to frustrate him. There's levels to mentality. And I think I have the strongest mentality in division. So I knew I was going to go out there. I was going to make his coach try to give him a motivational speech. Uh-huh. It didn't work. And, we just broke him physically, mentally, spiritually. We dominated it. And then we took his fans. Manchester, we had a parade out there as well.
You had a parade in Manchester?
It was that night. It was like 7 p.m. because we were done fighting at like 7 a.m. We took a nap, and then we were driving down one of their busiest streets, and they like surprised me with a parade. And I was thinking that, you know, people were going to throw stuff at me, but they're all like cheering, yeah, you know, thanks for doing that, man. We hate Leon. I was like, yeah, no problem, guys.
What was that like? It was awesome for us here. You had the same nighttime card. Usually when they go across the sea, it's, you know, it's a daytime card. How was it fighting that early, I should say?
It was nuts, like, because we got there a week early to try to figure out the time zone change and everything. So we're trying to keep the same mentality and stay on American time. So we would try to fall asleep at 7 a.m. their time and then wake up at 2 p.m. and start our day. But then it got to the point where it would be like 10, 11 p.m. and we were like, we want to work out at 4 a.m. So, you know, you're trying to stay up, and we didn't have no video games or anything. So we're just like watching Netflix. And then, you know, we had like 10 people in the house with us. So like one guy yawns, and then you're like, man, he's tired. So it made me yawn. It was just like, I'm going to go take a nap real quick. But that was like the hardest part, is figuring out the time zone change and everything. But once I got in the cage, it was, the adrenaline kicked in. Nothing really mattered. It was like, as long as I get to punch him in the face, I know I'm gonna be awake. I'm wide awake for that. After the fight, you were tired. You're, you know, it was probably like by like 3 p.m. where I was like, all right, I need a nap, guys. Yeah, we were awake from the day before at like 8 p.m. and it's fight day, so you're like, all right, I'm hyped up the whole time. Then I didn't fight until like 5:30 a.m. when I'm walking out.
That's crazy.
And I had all the energy. Then after the fight, everybody wants to celebrate with you. So then it's probably by like 1, 2 p.m. it started to get tired. Everybody was just knocked out in the house. And it just felt weird because usually you fight and then it's nighttime. You go home, you go to sleep. But it was still the middle of the day when we were done with everything. And then, yeah, we had to pray at 7 p.m. So it was crazy.
That is crazy. We're with Bilal Muhammad here on 670 The Score. All right. So look, man, I've been hyping it up. I've been very excited about it. I've been talking about it a lot. There is no belt. You didn't bring the belt. And I'm wondering why. Like, do we not deserve the belt? Are we not worthy of being near the belt? Where is the belt? Is it under lock and key? What is the situation with the belt, sir?
I'm not going to lie. We just came from training session. So, like, I was at the gym, and people always ask me, where's the belt?
Of course.
I don't carry it with me everywhere. I was like, dang it. Should we go home? Should we come out of the way and do it? Next show, I got you guys.
Okay.
I'll bring it for sure. But, it's heavy. Everybody wants to see it. Like, I have family members that I haven't seen in years. They came to visit, and they were like, yeah, we want to just visit. And I was like, okay, cool. So I come to the house, they're like, where's the belt? I was like, I thought you wanted to visit, say what's up. Like,
no, they want that for the grand.
Yeah, they wanted the picture of the belt. Yeah. That's all they wanted.
Did you see your belt wrap video got 22 million views on Instagram?
Yeah, for all the haters and the doubters, right? They were watching, though, right? Yeah. They're all watching. They talk, but they were watching.
We just wanted to co-opt some of those clicks.
we'll get it. Next time I come, I'll bring the belt, and we'll just act like it was our first time doing it.
But how does the belt work? Like, is it like the Stanley Cup? Like, does the belt travel around? Do you bring it to places? Are you not supposed to bring it to places? Like, what's the deal?
No, it's just heavy, honestly. When I went to – after the fight in Abu Dhabi – I mean, the fight in Manchester, I went straight to Abu Dhabi. So then they were like, yeah, you got to go to Abu Dhabi. And I was like, oh, all right. So I didn't get to come home. So I was like, I'm going to check it in because it was heavy. And then when I got to Abu Dhabi, they lost my bags. And the belt was in there. So everybody in the UFC is looking at me like, bro, you stupid? Why would you check the bag? And I was like, bro, I didn't want to carry it. I'm like, I'm sore. I just fought.
Yeah.
And then I was
you never check your belt. You're not supposed to check your belt.
I didn't think about it. Like, I wasn't even paying attention to it. So then on my way home from Abu Dhabi,
oh my God,
my bag got lost again, but this time I had the belt with me the whole time in my book bag. It was heavy to carry, but I was like, I'm glad, because it was like the worst traveling experience ever. They lost my bag going there and then coming home. Oh. I was like, from now on, I'm not doing anything but keeping the belt with me.
Speaking of the haters and the doubters, this isn't necessarily that, but were you bummed by Dana White's comments afterwards saying it wasn't exactly a barn burner?
I mean, I was dominating.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what you want. I'm not going to go. My plan isn't to go in there and let him win a couple of rounds. My plan is to go in there and dominate. When people look at that fight and the way Leon's been fighting, right? He was on a 12-fight winning streak. He hasn't lost in 5 years. And I made him look like a rookie. I made him look like an amateur.
Mm-hmm.
It was easy. And everything I was saying all week, and people were like, man, he's talking a big game. If he goes out there and loses, the Twitter world, the Instagram world is going to kill him. And I was like, I'm ready for that because I know I'm going to dominate him. So for me to go in there and dominate him, I mean, it wasn't a barn burner, but it was domination.
Yeah,
for Dana White, it was 6 a.m. Dana White didn't get no sleep in. After the fight, he's like, bro, you killed him. Like, besides that last 10 seconds, it was domination. So
yeah, you were so confident. And listen, obviously, I believed in you. But Leon Edwards, he's a good fighter, too. But I was like, he really feels this. And when you went out there, you just looked like someone who's prepared and just knew exactly what was going to happen. So credit to you. That was awesome.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Yeah, I mean, you guys felt it, man. When,
yeah.
You know, the low kicks and stuff. Like, we could do it another challenge.
Yeah, here's the thing. Here's how it works. Like, here on The Score, I will threaten people with the possibility of you beating the bejesus out of somebody. I tried to use that to get people to come out to Rally House. Any of you folks who are here at Rally House in Wrigleyville with us, if you'd like Bilal to beat the bejesus out of you, it's available.
He'll do it.
Eddie over at Barstool, he had you over there on their show, and you actually kicked people. Right, Eddie?
Yes, he kicked two of my coworkers, Chief and White Sox Dave. I somehow got to be the referee, Speaks. And to this day, they're like, how did you not get kicked? I was like, because I was smart. And I'm like, I'm going to ref this thing. So that's, I got out of it.
Did you let them choose where they were getting kicked? How did that go?
Yeah, they chose where they were getting kicked. They both got kicked in their back of their thigh. And
that's a good choice. Is that a good choice?
No, it's a terrible choice. I'd rather get punched in the face than like a hard leg kick. Because that lives with you. Like a hard punch, it's like, all right, if I get knocked out, I'll wake up, but wow. I won't feel anything. But that bruise is going to live with you for like a week.
But I was thinking, like, the back of the thigh, like, that's meaty, theoretically. Is it better to be kicked on bone than it is to be kicked on
thigh?
No,
that just means I'm going to kick harder. That just tells me that's like a pillow. I'm like, all right, cool. And then they were telling me to do it hard. So I'm like, you're going to give me the opportunity to kick somebody free. I'm going to do it.
I mean, Bilal, aren't you the lucky one for getting to kick White Sox Dave? You know how many people want to kick White Sox Dave? Yeah. And you got to do it, like, sanctioned?
Yeah. Congrats on that. That's big for you. We're talking to Bilal Muhammad, the UFC welterweight champ right here on 670 The Score. So when you're training, you were training today already?
Yeah.
So when you're training... Are guys talking Bears? Are people talking Bears at your training facility?
Yeah. We were just talking about the Hard Knocks, and I was like, man, we're looking good right now. Caleb looks confident, right? It doesn't look fake. It looks authentic. I'm like, I feel like this is gonna be our season, undefeated in the preseason. Yeah.
Is there a UFC version of Hard Knocks? Has there been anything like that? Because you're watching that. I know there's been boxing, like Mayweather and Pacquiao. There was that TV show.
Yeah, we have like weak build-ups.
Kinda.
The Ultimate Fighter is different, but even for my fight, we have a guy. His name's Will Harris. He does like anatomy fighter, and he'll show like 7 days out. Like, what am I thinking? What am I doing?
Yeah.
He'll follow us at training fights to give you an inside look at what goes on in a training camp, especially 7 days out, which is so close to the fight. Your mentality is different. The stuff you eat is different.
Because were you fascinated by Hard Knocks? It was awesome to be inside of that stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah, I love Hard Knocks. And you get to see the behind-the-scenes things that you really don't really see in other sports. Like, I feel like the NBA needs to start doing it, MLB, because we see the players, we see them play, but you see a different side of them, personality side of them. They met training camps, and then you get attached to some of these guys, and you're like, man, I hope this guy don't get cut. I want this guy to stay in. And
what'd you dig? What's something that you really enjoyed watching that stuff on Hard Knocks?
I mean, just seeing, honestly, Caleb's personality. Like, you see the confidence, because you'll see him like play, and you'll see like the flashiness from him. But like, he just seems like an authentic, real like leader. I feel like he got the locker room already, and I feel like they're all taken to him. They all believe in him.
Isn't that crazy to see a kid like that who's this mature and this ready to be a leader in that way? It's nuts, man.
Yeah, I'm excited. I miss for the Bears. We haven't had a good quarterback in how long?
I never, Sid Luckman is your answer. I mean, seriously, you know, the leader in quarterback rating in the history of the franchise with a minimum of 20 starts.
Yeah, here we go again.
It's Mitch Trubisky. That is number one in the history of the franchise in quarterback rating with a minimum of 20 starts. A higher rating than Jay Cutler in his career.
Wow.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It is an absurd state for a football franchise to live in. There's the Jets and the Bears who share this quarterback starvation. Jets haven't had it since Namath, and the Bears have never had it. McMahon was good, but like, we've never had it. So that's why this is completely uncharted territory right now in this town.
Rex Grossman had his moments, right?
He had his moments.
He took us to one. Give him credit for that. He took us to one.
But seriously, I thought the biggest payoff on Hard Knocks in that final episode was that super cut from behind Caleb, where you saw him make throw after throw after throw, right? Against the full team and in the 7-on-7 with some coaching in between. They did those awesome edits. But you saw, like, holy hell, we got a dude who can make those throws. And all the teammates are like, yay, team. Way to go, 1-8. Right, I mean, I was getting chills watching that.
Yeah, those are crazy throws. And I'm like, he's that accurate, right? And he's on the move, and it's like, he's real.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be Bears players that watched your fight, right?
Yeah, I got a call from Mercedes Lewis right afterward.
Did you?
Because he always comes to the UFC fights. He's the man. Yeah, anytime I go to a fight, he's there. So he's like, bro, you got to come out to the Bears games, man, support the team. So, yeah, I'm excited, man, especially when you get messages from those guys. You know, I got one from Christian McCaffrey. He's like, yo, congrats on it. I was like, yeah, you know, I'm still Team Bears, but yeah, thanks, bro. I appreciate you.
That is awesome. Doesn't it fit that Mercedes Lewis would be a UFC guy?
Oh, yeah, he respects it. He's, you know, he's the elder statesman. He knows what went into that fight, and he just respects the game.
That is a dude yes. who loves the grind.
Yes.
Like, he's 40, right? He's either 40 or 41.
Yeah, I think he's 41.
I think Aaron Rodgers is the only player older than him in the NFL.
Oh, wow.
And that is a dude, he's just a blocking tight end.
Yeah.
He just likes it. Like, he could be sitting on a recliner somewhere, but he'd rather be working his ass off.
Yeah, he said he wants to come to the gym. I was like, bro, yeah, come to the gym. I'm not going to spar with you, but I'll watch you spar with one of my guys.
You should spar with them. That'd be a little bit of a height advantage, you know? So what's next, man? What's on the docket at this point?
Honestly, just training. I got a couple guys that are fighting next week at the Sphere for the UFC. So we're a small gym. So when one of us fight, we all fight. So I'm back in the training room helping him. And then hopefully get some news from the UFC to see when I defend my title first. I'm trying to bring it back to Chicago. The United Center needs a show.
Dude.
We haven't had one in a while.
Yeah, was it 2018, I think it was?
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, it was before COVID, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's been like at least seven years. CM Punk, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Man, we do need it back. It's crazy it hasn't been that long.
And Chicago's a sports town. They'll sell out no matter what. It doesn't 100%. Even matter who's on the card. But
100%.
Now you got a champion here.
What's been the coolest part of the celebration for you?
The coolest part, I would
just... I saw you did have a parade, man.
Yeah, I mean, no, the parade was cool. That was, honestly, for me, it was like seeing my family, right? Now my dad, he wants to be, yo, I'm going to take the belt to the gym. I'm like, bro, take the belt. I don't even want it. So, like, seeing them parade around and talk about the gym, like, people were asking my mom for pictures when she's, like, at the grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
And that's always just the cool part, right? Because that's what I really do it for. Those are the ones that... They don't care about whether you win or lose. They just care about you being healthy. And those are the real ones. But, you know, obviously getting texts from Christian McCaffrey, like, yo, congrats on it. I was like, all right, cool, man. Let me get some free tickets or something. Those are obviously cool. But, yeah, just being able to celebrate with my family is the best part.
That's awesome. Bilal Muhammad, the UFC welterweight champion. Give it up, folks.
Thank you,
people here at Rally House digging it. We got a convergence of Barstool and The Score this afternoon. Eddie from Barstool, my co-host here today. I'm Matt Spiegel here on Score Afternoons. Bilal, you said you were going to come back, and you did, man. Congrats. It's good to see you. Next time, I want to see the belt. And what did you learn? Don't check it. Don't put it in your checked luggage, right?
Yeah, I'll bring it next time. Next show, we can talk about the Bears Super Bowl.
Oh, there you go.
Up, right? We'll talk about that. I'll bring the belt for sure.
Yeah, you had 9.5 wins. You got the over or the under?
I got the over, yeah.
Yeah.
I was looking more like 13.
13. There we go. Bilal's feeling it. It's The Score. We're going to set the table for you with what we're going to be doing every day, every week of this Bears season. We'll tell you about our regulars when we come back. Top of the hour, it's time to get some predictions on the books with me and Eddie. Mark Grody later on with everything you need to know in a Bears report. It is The Score Afternoon Show on 670.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks... What happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rips, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Score.
Come on, Chrissy, don't answer. You should got in.
I have to. It's football season.
It's football season.
My budget season.
It is indeed football season. Game on for football tonight. Chiefs and Ravens, you can hear that right here on The Score. As a matter of fact, it's an AFC title game rematch. Coverage begins at 6:30 and kickoff is at 7:20 right here on The Score and the Odyssey app. And we want to let you know what's happening guest-wise with our football regulars this fall here on Score Afternoons. It's Spiegs and Barstool, Eddie. Yesterday, I thought Ruthie Polinsky was great. Good fun. Thought Dan Wiederer was damn good on Tuesday. Next week, can I tell them what we're doing? We can, right? So it's me and Pat Manley on Monday. On the first Bears Monday of this fall.
You guys done a show together before?
The Spiegel and Manley show was a rousing success.
That's
until
right.
Baseball season came.
That's right.
Pat realized he didn't want anything to do with that grind.
And you like baseball a little bit.
A little bit.
Right? Yeah.
Pat was like, yeah, I don't want that smoke.
I mean, imagine that, though. You're a long snapper. For how many years was he in the league?
15.
Was it 15 years?
15 years, right?
With a baseball savant.
He's fresh out of the league, dude. And his first year out of the league, he gets to do radio with me and watch Mark Trestman screw the Bears up. You know?
Manley got all the long snapper content out of the way day one. And then there was nothing else left to say. He's like, Sam, how am I going to fill a contract?
No, see, here's my favorite thing about Manley is that he went to the offensive line rooms every year of his career because he wanted to. He enjoyed the camaraderie and the learning and the knowledge of being in the offensive line meeting rooms until Mike Tice, because he's a jackass, kicked him out.
Oh, he booted him?
Yeah.
How do you boot Manley? He's like the best vibes guy you can have.
Screw Mike Tice.
Yeah,
right?
That's crazy.
You
yeah. You know, I'm sure he was talking about golfing at Shore Acres and stuff. He probably got a little thin there towards the end.
So that guy missed 11 games in 15 years.
That's
11
bananas.
Games. That's it.
So it's me and Manley on Monday, me and Anthony Heron on Tuesday, and then I think Wednesday and Thursday, Ruthie's back.
Hopefully, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Right. Those are her available days, so okay. We think her on Wednesday, Thursday.
All right, so we will see. That's the way we're going to roll, and we hope to have a permanent announcement for you very, very, very soon. So anyway.
Damn, Speaks, Manley, no career sacks.
Zero.
Unreal.
One tackle, right? I think he did have one tackle.
He had quite a few solo tackles.
Did
yeah.
he?
36.
Oh, on punt coverage. 36 tackles?
36 solo tackles.
Oh, my God. I feel bad now.
But no sacks.
Yeah. I only had one tackle.
Bum.
Yeah. So on Monday, we will talk to Kurt Warner at 3 o'clock, and we'll talk to Kurt Warner every Monday about quarterback play. That
okay.
dude knows.
Okay, well, that's not a thing.
Kurt Warner, I forget what that was in reference to. That was me like trying to talk to him about what Fields was doing, and he's like, "Yeah, that's not a thing." Kurt Warner knows what things are, so he's going to join us Mondays at 3 o'clock. Mark Grody at 4 o'clock, usually fresh off the sideline from the day before with all the news of the day.
The Baconator, large strawberry lemonade, large fry. You get a 10-piece spicy nugget, and then filling it maybe a frosty.
Baked potato.
Mark Brody, who reminds Tevin Jenkins that big potatoes exist. That's his, one of his calling cards. He'll join us at 4 o'clock. And on 5 o'clock on Mondays, every football Monday, Jalen Johnson. That's awesome.
The best.
He's the best.
He's the best.
Oh, my God. I mean, I don't know.
I don't expect you to say no. I guess what I'm asking you,
yeah,
though.
I'm just not fair what kind of question that is.
Can we word it differently? Yeah, fair enough.
So Jalen likes to pick apart the questions that he gets.
How did I feel about Sunday's game?
I'm playing with Jews.
He likes playing with Jews or Juice, both of those.
Is he in studio?
No, he won't.
I feel like the bye week, if he doesn't bring his car over, that's basically like Bilal not bringing the belt.
That slingshot is badass, dude. The slingshot's badass.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, what is it? It's I forget.
Slingshot, I think, right? Doesn't he have a slingshot?
I think it was something else.
More classic, maybe. Okay. Yeah,
I don't know. It's damn cool.
Yeah.
And Jalen's a dude who seems to have gotten angrier after he gets paid. Yeah. Which is not usually what happens.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Extra reps at the end. I mean, you don't really see that.
Right.
You know, that's right. Great.
He's,
I love that.
He's just that dude. So Mondays are going to be awesome with Warner and Grody and Jalen. Tuesdays, we will be floating and flexible to bring in absolutely anything that we need regarding the matchup that just took place or the matchup that is to come. On Wednesdays, we'll have Manley at 4 o'clock. He brings a very high level of teammateship. We'll have Grody at 5 o'clock on Wednesdays. Basically, every day that there's a Bears practice, Grody will be with us at 5 o'clock for a Bears report. That stands for Thursday as well, when Grody will be at 4, and then Dave Wanstead, the coach, at 5 o'clock.
Mango!
The best.
Has Dave done either mid-show or Redline Radio or Dog Walk? He has?
Yes.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Incredible presence, right?
He's just a guy, when he comes in, he takes a seat at your table or whatever, and you just don't want him to leave.
Yeah.
That's the best part about Wani.
After meeting him for the first time, my girlfriend, who is not a massive football fan, said, if you look up football in the dictionary, you see a picture of Dave Wanstead.
Yeah.
That's the best way to describe Dave Wanstead.
Yeah, that's true, man. And his stories on the air are only rivaled by his stories off the air.
Yeah.
Just an endless trove of that stuff. And then Fridays, Dan Wiederer will check in from the Tribune at 3 o'clock. Olin Krutz is going to
join us. Dude, I didn't bring it up, you condescending piece of crap.
Oh, that's awesome. Oof. That's Dan Wiederer, who we all like to call a condescending piece of crap, but we usually mean it in jest. That's how we do it, you know. Danny did it another way.
He's also, Wani, you know, kind of the prototypical guy you could just see eating halibut on a Florida like patio, you know, like that's.
I don't think Wani knows what halibut is.
You don't think so?
We've been to dinner with him. Like the last, we went to Boulevard. I know you've been to Boulevard.
Yes.
You love the flame restaurants like we do. We went to Boulevard and he ordered his steak, of course, Pittsburgh style, which is charred. But he asked for it also well done because Pittsburgh style is like charred but then rare, blue in the center,
and ketchup
and
on top.
Ketchup
I believe.
On it.
Ketchup on
so
top.
Much so that it was either Taney, was it Flam or JoJo?
It was Flam
working that night that came out.
Flam came
like,
out.
He's, I wanted
he's
to
hit
see
them all. I think. I think all of her favorite chefs have come out, and they want to see who's ordering such
ketchup
a
on a dry aged ribeye.
Right. Oh, he tells them to put it on too.
Yeah,
like it's a meatloaf.
Yeah, and they didn't put it on. They forced him to put it on the side. They refused to put the ketchup on the charred ribeye or T-bone, whatever he got.
That's so ridiculous.
That's
you can't
a
help
wackadoodle.
Yeah.
The server at Boulevard remembers like. Yeah, I know what Pittsburgh style is. Yeah, people ask for that quite a bit. So just like, yeah, people, it's your taste coming quite a bit.
and we hate you when you do.
Oh, man.
But then you walk out and you want to be pissed off, and it's Wani, and you can't be pissed
off.
So Fridays, Wiederer at 3 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, Olin Krutz will be on this show.
I don't partake in the pumpkin patch.
No. No, I could never, ever see that. But Olin will break it down like nobody else. That is a tough, strong, fierce man and a beautiful football mind. And then Grody at 5 o'clock. So we've got a lot, and we'll be looking forward to doing it every damn day of this football season. It's Spiegs and Barstool. Eddie, tonight, as football kicks off, I'll have to catch up on DVR. I'm the MC tonight for the Ben Zobrist charity event over at Galleria Marchetti. Champion Forward is the organization. It's a nonprofit that Ben started dealing with mental health in sports, mental health for teens in sports, dealing with injuries and all kinds of stuff like that. I'm looking forward to hanging out with Ben tonight. I think some Cubs people will be there. Maybe some Yankees people will be there. I wonder if Anthony Rizzo will be there, his former teammate. With the Yankees in town, they have a day off today and a night off tonight. So hopefully I come armed with stories from that event for tomorrow, and I'm very much looking forward to it. The event's sold out, but it should be a damn good time. When we come back, a prison sentence in the NFL. There's news about that, and Eddie can relate to it. We'll explain next on the Score Afternoon Show.
He's facing jail time, potentially.
Yo, 670 the score. 670 the score is where you are. Matt Spiegel here with you.
What the hell's going on out here?
Yeah, it's a good question.
It's handy. Eddie reached over and slapped Speak's headset off of his head.
Well, I'm
right
sure
when he was trying to bring it back.
I would have done it just then.
And then Bernstein came out here and did the same thing to Eddie.
Well,
don't say Bernstein.
No.
you don't like that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
You don't know me.
Did I out him as a horoscope guy? Is that why he was mad? I think I need to read his horoscope.
No idea.
It's so hard to tell. And thankfully, there's no way to know. Look, here's what happened. Chiefsaholic got sentenced to a prison sentence. And anybody
else? Oh, no.
Yes, that's right, Mac. Chiefsaholic is the Kansas City Chiefs super fan who's been dressing up like a jamoke and showing up at Chiefs games for a long time and traveling the country. And if you've ever had a moment in your life where you see people who do that and you're like, how did they find a way to finance that existence? I wonder, what was that guy like a banker and then quit? Was he? Did he have a startup and then he was able to retire early? Is he a Nepo baby? No, he was a bank robber. That's what he was, a straight-up bank robber in order to finance his life as Chiefsaholic. And today he was sentenced. He got 17 and a half years in prison for genuinely robbing banks. And old school, like, what was it, Eddie? Like, he brought a gun.
Yeah,
right?
It wasn't like he was changing decimals on, you know, someone's login on their Chase app, right? It was like this guy was actually going in there and said, put him up. Like, give me the money. Don't bring the dye bag, and I'm getting out of here. That's what he did.
I didn't even know that people did that anymore.
No, it happened.
I'm impressed, frankly.
Yeah. That's federal, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's federal. That's how you end up at pound in the ass federal prison. Yeah, is that what they call it?
Not going to be good. Supermax.
It might be, but you can't say that.
Not on our show. I knew he was going there, and I thought, oh, good. He stopped himself.
Tanny, he went there like four times. Like, you could see the wheels turning in his head. Can I say it? Should I say it? Am I going to say it?
Because we were talking about this scene from Office Space off the air a few days ago, and he can't help himself to bring it to the on-air.
You're telling me that what we talk about, it makes us laugh off the air. I can't bring that to the air? Is that what you're telling me?
There's this thing called a filter, Speaks. I don't know. I know your first day there, radio.
I like Pall Mall straights. Always have.
Jesus Christ. You can say everyone here, we're in the sporting goods store. Everyone laughs, so we're good.
Yeah,
it's just sporting goods store talk.
Yeah, there's some child there finding that out for the first time right now, you know?
This is rally house talk.
It's also no picnic out there for youngsters. Those prisons, it's no picnic.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's a better way to say it.
There is a young guy here. Sorry, sir. Put the earmuffs on.
Yeah, so sorry. Just pretend I didn't say that, sir. Wait, give him one of those giant bear's hats.
Put them on both ears.
He probably would fit right over his head, as a matter of fact.
Probably.
So, but 17 and a half years in prison where there is no picnic. And so we brought this up before the show, and you said, oh, yeah, reminds me of my buddy. And I was like, what?
Yeah, a guy I went to high school with. He did a couple years for robbing a bank. He got out and he did my podcast, one of my favorite episodes I've ever done. It was very interesting. Yeah, you guys are nodding your heads. You guys have heard it. He's out now. He's rehabilitated. He's got a good job. I'm really happy for him. But, yeah, it was real deal. Like, did it all.
So, podcast is called Dog Walk, for those who don't know it. Eddie's podcast,
Thank
Dog
you,
Walk,
Shane.
For Barstool.
I appreciate the promotion.
Yeah, and so, and why is it Dog Walk, by the way?
So, originally, it was 15 minutes a day, and it was just supposed to be a quick podcast while you walk your dog.
Yeah.
So, that's why it was the Dog Walk. But it's been longer, and it's not 15 minutes anymore.
Yeah. So how did your buddy do this? Did he bring in a gun and, like, do the real deal?
He had a box. He had an old man mask on, and he went in there, and he,
What was the box for? To put the, is that where you put the money?
Explosive. You ever seen Jingle All the Way? Sinbad?
No.
Maybe a bad reference, sorry. But if you're out there, Sinbad is the mailman and Jingle All the Way is an all-time character.
Okay. And that, and
that's
he's
a
got
fun
a,
movie.
Daniel Norris was a big fan.
It's a good movie. You never seen Jingle All the Way?
I never saw Jingle All the Way.
Put it in the rotation this Christmas.
Really?
Yes, please.
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's like a action figure is the hottest toy for the year, and it's like a Iron Man type action
yes,
figure.
Yes, I don't
right?
want to invite myself back. Movie. But if you want to do a review, like December 12th, I'm in. Yeah.
You don't want to invite yourself back, but you have a specific date.
Just for that, I don't even like. We don't have to talk Bears or nothing. I just want to talk Turbo Man.
Eddie, have you seen Kicking and Screaming?
A long time ago.
Okay, but it's yeah. a good movie, right?
You know what?
Be careful.
It was unfortunately a little bit forgettable to me, and it hurts me to say that.
It's good to have.
I want it.
Don't let it hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Don't stay strong, Eddie. You don't deserve to be hurt by disliking a movie that Shane is trying to force down our throats for the last 3.5 years.
You don't know me like that. Don't say what movies I like.
Please.
All right, so Jingle All the Way. Anyway, so back to your buddy. And so the old man mask.
Yes.
And where does one get an old man bank robber mask?
Fantasy Costume, Milwaukee Avenue. Go in there. I think they're 24 hours around Halloween. You can go there. They have some great stuff, by the way. I think I saw a Mankind mask in there one time.
Really?
Yeah, you're a wrestling guy?
No, I'm not. Sorry.
No Turbo Man, no wrestling? This is
tough. I know we're off to a bunch.
We ended at being centers. That's
that's where we bonded?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, at least we have that.
Yes.
You know?
Yes,
that means like Dermonti Dawson and Olin Krutz could sit around and talk about some stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe not everything. Mm-hmm. Wait, so fantasy, that I know that store. It's on Milwaukee Avenue. It's north of Six Corners.
Yes, correct.
Right there. It's right by where the score used to be at 49 West Belmont.
Yeah, right by Foreman.
Yeah, so after many a shift in multiple years, I would go over there and get my Halloween costumes.
Really?
But I've never shopped in the bank robber section.
No? Well, no. I mean, I need mask as a bank robber mask if you make it, right?
I suppose that's true. Yeah.
After many a shift, did you go and get multiple Halloween costumes a year?
I caught that too.
Not in the same year. But I'm telling you, at least 3 times I bought a Halloween costume there.
All right.
I worked out of that building a long time. It's where XRT was, too.
I wish you guys were still there. Come on. I'm sure Prudential's nice. Got a coffee shop downstairs. But
hey, man.
Same, Eddie. Same.
Yeah, Tanny, come on.
Northwest side guy here, you know.
There we go.
Oh, right. So it'd be easy for you to drive to. But also, it has a vibe. You know what it is when, like, you're all stuffed into the place that should not be where you're making the thing. So there's a bonding that happens when it's like that. Like, can you believe we got to make radio in this place?
Yeah.
You know?
I thought you were talking about fantasy costumes for a second there.
You got a little sketchy for a minute. Yeah. But you know what? Well, how about you? Like, with Barstool now, you got, like, palatial digs, like, multi-floors in the West Loop in this, like, multi-million-dollar facility. Do you make – is the quality of product as good there as it was when you were ragtagging it and piecing it all together?
So the office is awesome. We got a 2-floor, like 40,000 square foot place in West Town. It's unbelievable. They did a fantastic job on it. But it's one of those things where the first month, everyone's at the simulator, everyone's playing hoops. That goes away after a certain amount of time, and it just becomes an office.
Yeah.
But it is, the facilities are off. They did a great job building it.
Yeah, so like John Boy, they play like hardcore wiffle ball in their space and make videos. Is there so you're always doing something. In fact, today,
yeah,
you walked in here with a cast and a limp.
Yep. Yeah. Shane was texting me. He's like, hey, you could book this guy, that guy. I was like, Shane, I want to tell you right now, I'm, you know, leg up thinking I tore my Achilles. And we're talking about, you know, the tight. I was like, I got to get myself into preparation mode. So
what happened yesterday?
So yesterday we were catching punts.
As you do.
Yes, as you do. So yeah, right? Me. That's centers. We're known to catch punts. I'm glad they threw me in this stream.
Did you lose a lottery? How did you end up catching punts?
Just so what we it was a promotion. It was a gambling promotion for DraftKings, and basically what happened was, I think it was in February, but they did a free throw shooting contest where they tried to break the record shooting 43 in a row, and they stayed there. It was started at like 5 p.m. and they shot until I think 8 in the morning, and they just had to sleep there and they didn't leave. They tried to recreate that with punts. We had to catch 20 in a row and everyone had to catch one, and there was a bunch of different rules. I went up to go grab one. I felt like someone hit me in the back of the calf with a shillelagh. And you know what that means, Speaks. Like,
that means it's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, well, true.
No.
Yes.
When you feel that in the back of the calf, that's oftentimes where they say it feels like when the Achilles pops and rolls up the calf.
Yes, exactly. So I'm like, oh no. I'm like, I'm
I've seen it. Have you ever seen it? It rolls up and it's like a big ball in the middle of your calf.
Kevin Durant.
Yes.
Yeah. It was like that video. It's something I think about way more than I should for a guy who's not very active too. You know, like, because
maybe that's why.
That's 100% why. That's not maybe. That's 100% why. But yeah, I just went up and I'm like, oh no, I felt like I got shot in the back of the calf. And then it turns out it's just a calf strain. So,
oh, that's
no
good.
Achilles, yeah.
So it's just a calf strain. So yeah. You, and we discovered this earlier, you and Russell Wilson are calf strain brothers.
We are, yes.
Russell Wilson has a calf strain. Do we know how serious that is, by the way? Robbie Triano back at the shop. Rob, if you could look that up. Is there a chance that Justin, thank you very much. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for active, frantic keyboard sounds to indicate that you care about looking things up for me. I appreciate it. Because we got to find out if Justin Fields might be playing this weekend, you know?
If Danny were here, he wouldn't be typing so furiously. He would have loved to look it up.
No, he would have typed extra furiously, extra aggressively. But, but you're okay. You seem to be okay.
I think I'm all right. It's just I'm supposed to go to a Northwestern game tomorrow. I'm hoping I could still go and, you know, go out there, have a hot dog or two.
All right.
And have a nice day.
There you go. Yeah, so the Northwestern game, that looks crazy. That looks like a beautiful, bizarre, fun, intimate setting to see a college football game right on the lakefront.
It looks so cool. Like, so it's almost like, are we sure we can't make this a stadium? I don't know if this is still going to have the same sight lines, but it looks awesome.
Yeah, it does look absolutely awesome. Well, I'll be looking for your report coming back. Maybe on December 12th you can report both on the movie, Jingle All the Way, and also on Northwestern Experience. That'll only be about 3 months delayed. When we come back here on 670 The Score, it's time to get on the record, man. Some predictions regarding this Bears season. We'll do it next. It's Spiegs and Barstool Eddie on the afternoon show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change? Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.